The major Forest Service project would allow the logging of 25 to 53 million board feet of timber near existing logging roads on eastern Kuprinov, just across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg. Mayor Al Dwyer read from the proposed letter of support, which said the community needed, quote, the economic boost that a reliable, environmentally sustainable timber harvest could provide, unquote. The language was fairly broad, and it didn't express a preference for any particular amount of logging.
However, the city maintains its longtime support for timber harvests with the Tongass that provide a sustainable, more diverse economy for our region, contributes directly to our local and regional economies by providing a long-term economic balance and new jobs, and the commerce associated with job creation, uses methods and practices to protect water quality, provides fish habitat and wildlife protection, protects watersheds that are primary salmon-producing watersheds, reduces the risk of invasive plant spread introduction, and at all times alleviates public safety concerns by eliminating hazards that could jeopardize lives and personal property.
To transport that timber south, the plan proposes the use of log rafts that would be held in an area at the south end of the Wrangell Narrows, commonly called the Pothole. Towing companies fighting the tides of the Narrows have used the site as a temporary log storage area in the past, and it's been a concern for local crabbers like Dave Beebe, who worry that bark from log rafts could ruin a productive area for shellfish. Beebe asked that the city council reconsider giving a blanket endorsement to the timber sale plan.
At a minimum, I would ask that you put in a provision in this letter that would state a preference for barge transportation, because that would completely alleviate this whole issue of habitat degradation.
Another local resident, Becky Knight, raised several other concerns, including the potential loss of more deer habitat in an area that's had a long history of logging and road building.
The Lindenberg Peninsula is considered an important deer hunting area due to its proximity to local residents. The best available information points to an alarming drop in deer abundance there. And I can't overemphasize an alarming drop. As indicated in comments provided to you by the Greater Southeast Alaska Conservation Community, additional logging in the already heavily impacted Tonka Project area will result in a disproportionate impact to local deer hunters who do not have the means to travel to more distant areas where deer abundance is higher.
Knight asked the counselors not to take a position Monday night, but failing that, she requested they ask the Forest Service not to further reduce key habitat that deer rely on in the winter. Like Beebe, she also expressed support for transporting logs by barge instead of rafting them directly in the water. City Councilor Don Koenigs, who formerly worked in the logging and construction industries, agreed with both concerns. He suggested adding some language on the log transport issue.
And I said, we'll just add another dot. And I said, give consideration to barging to protect the marine habitat associated with the timber sale. If it's not included in the Tonka review that barging was given equal consideration or fair consideration, then I think it should be, as Mr. Beebe has pointed out. And also Ms. Knight pointed out.
The Forest Service has been working to secure state permits it would need to put log rafts in the pothole again, but the agency has also said transporting the logs by barge is an option. The mayor and five councillors present unanimously supported the amendment, and with language proposed by Councillor Nancy Strand, they also voted unanimously to add a request that winter deer habitat not be further reduced. Councillor John Jensen was out of town. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.